Explanation of how the goldsmith murder by poisoning was in accord with God's instruction, not due to the passions and corrupt wishes of the carnal soul. Although the healer's killing seems severe, be sure he didn't act through greed or fear, nor to placate the king's desire instead. Divine command decreed he should be dead. Think of the child whose jugular hairs slit. Most people failed to see the good in it. For those in deep communion with their Lord, their every deed's correct in full accord. He who gives life may kill, we must condone. His deputies act like his very own. Like Ishmael, lay your neck before his blade and smile for this brave sacrifice you have made, so that your soul will live in joyfully with God, like Ahmed's soul, eternally. Each lover drinks the wine of his own soul. When slain by his beloved, that's his goal. The king did not start shimming through desire. Now throw that false suspicion in the fire. You will think he committed sin, don't you? When God refines, no flaws can filter through. Religious discipline and suffering loss is so the furnace burns, the silver's dross. That's why, for good and bad, we scrutinize. And gold is boiled so that the scum may rise. So if his deeds from heaven didn't spring, it'd be a dog that bites and not a king. Already he's been purified from greed. His righteous act just seemed a wicked deed. When Khizr destroyed that boat out in the sea, what seemed destructive was true piety. Moses stayed veiled, though he was wise and good. Don't jump without wings till you have understood. This red's a rose and not a bloody stain. His drunk with gnosis, don't call him insane. If shedding Muslim blood was his sole aim, I would be an infidel to bless his name. When evils praised, the highest heavens shake. If pious men applaud, that's their mistake. He was a glorious king, and circumpact, handpicked by God, one of the pure elect. whoever such a king should choose to slay. More grace and status soon will come his way. If good could not be caused through violence, how could his soul have shown such vehemence? When children tremble near barber's blade, their mother smile with joy, though they're afraid. For half a life, he gives 100 more. Such gifts beyond your dreams he has in store. So stop comparing him with your low state. Reflect on this before it gets too late. Hi, this is Mohsin. Thank you for listening to the English recitation of Rumi's Masnavi. I know understanding the meaning behind these poems could be hard. After all, you're listening to raw translations of this wonderful book. If you wish to hear the meaning and discussions behind these lines, please visit my YouTube page listed in the details section of this podcast. There, you can find interpretations and discussions behind these lines. I hope to connect with you guys soon. And all the best, and cheers to you all.